Here we are, the fourth in our series on animals. As I said this morning, we spoke on the horses, and of course this is the year of the horses. How many horses do we have here? One? Just one horse? Two? Two horses. Wow. Anyway, congratulations, this is your day, and I know we've studied all that in the school I went to, and before I was a little scared of it all. I thought it was a little sort of different, but it's okay. It's a great thing. So we talked about horses last week at 10th Avenue, and the week before I spoke on sheep, and in the last meeting we've talked about ants, and today what are we going to talk about? Let's see what we're going to talk about. Maybe we're not going to talk about anything. Here we go. We're going to talk about eagles. And the Word of God says, those who have hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. Eagles are mentioned 33 times in the Bible, often symbolizing divine strength, swiftness, and judgment, or protective care. It's amazing how many animals are in the Bible to teach us, and we don't really study them. I've never gone through all the animals, and I'm doing that this year. Every Sunday, I'm going to speak on the same animal, God willing, except for some of the assemblies ask me to speak on a certain subject. That's okay. That's better. But we're going to be talking about eagles today and see what God has for us in store for us. Eagles appear in symbolic context in the Bible. Ezekiel describes living creatures with the face of an eagle, and a parable of two great eagles. Daniel 7:4 mentions the beast with eagle wings, and Revelation includes a living creature like an eagle in flight and an eagle crying out wilderness. So we have eagle right from just about from Genesis right to Revelation. And there's so many things to do with eagles for our edification, so that we can learn. There's things about the ant we saw were very, very important. But there's other things in regards with eagles. Strength and renewal, for instance. You know, I've seen them. We've gone fishing up north, and what we do, we catch salmon like this. Okay, there were that. Okay. Anyway, big salmon. But we used to keep cod. And when we caught a little cod like that, we would keep it and we'd literally go like this. And you know what happened? An eagle would come and grab it before it hit the water. It was so, so exciting in the wilderness up there. But eagles talk to us all through Scripture about strength and renewal. And God talks to us about strength and renewal. We should be renewing. We should be growing. We should be advancing. We should be going ahead in our Christian life. It's not a stagnant thing. Being a Christian is not, well, I've done that. I've seen that. I don't have to do it anymore. Now, welcome to you people up on Skype. And I know a lot of people can't come on the meeting. But a lot of people, young people my age, you know, young guys, they say they can't come. They have to watch Skype because it's much nicer to be at home with a nice cup of coffee. And I'm not saying that about you people. I'm saying that about some young people that I know. Well, I've been to church for 20 years. I don't have to go again. We have to. We have to meet together. If we want to get strength and renewal in our life, we've got to go to church because we will help one another. We encourage one another. You know, people in my church, they come up to me quite often, put their hand on my back and say, you know, Ron, you said, oh, did I really? Well, thanks for telling me. Oh, Ron, you're going to Argentina tomorrow, are you? Yeah. Well, Ron, you've got to do this, this, and this. And they counsel me. They encourage me. And sometimes they kick me in the backside, of course, because I need it. So strength is something that we have to have. And the Word of God says, speak of those who hope in Christ, soar on wings like eagles, renewing their strength. Psalm 103:5 says, mention youth being renewed like eagles. For instance, in the wilderness, here's an eagle, huge eagle. And on top of the eagle is a baby eagle. I don't know what the name of a baby eagle is. You know what will happen? The big eagle, whoo, and he's got to fly. He's got to fly. Then the big eagle come down. And God's like that. We've got to fly. We've got to soar. We've got to move ahead. But he's always there. He's always there like the eagle, the big eagle. I've seen it over and over again in the northern BC. The eagle comes, swarms down, and gets the eagle. And then he goes up and up and up, 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 up. And then he lets the eagle go. Ooh. What a beautiful illustration of what God does for you and I. So he strengthens us. God's protection and deliverance. Just like the eagle protects the little one, and the eagle goes out and gets food. And you know, when they catch those cod that we throw, you know what? We watch them. Goes up to the top of the nest, and he shares the food with mommy eagle and baby eagles. Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing. But God does the same thing to us. God protects and delivers us. God carries the Israelites on their eagle wings. Well, Deuteronomy 32 and 11 says, use the imagery of an eagle hovering over and carrying its youth. Revelation 12, 14 mentions a woman being given eagle's wings to escape into the wilderness. Even the Bible talks about it. That's what it says. It says, and the eagle hovers over and carries its youth. Caring for the youth. Carrying it. Carrying it, caring for it. Oh, it's just so exciting. And that's what God wants us to learn today. He wants us to realize that the eagle is there to help us. Warning, judgment. The eagle is also used as symbolic impending judgment or invasion, as seen in Deuteronomy 28. And God uses the eagle as an illustration, as a symbol of judgment. See, God allowed other nations to cut down and come down like an eagle. Swiftly come down. And they would take over the Israelites' army. And the Israelites' armies who have sinned would fall in the hands of the enemy. But they use the eagle. They say that it's like eagles swooping down. The Lord will bring a nation against you from far away, from the end of the earth, swooping down like an eagle, a nation whose language you do not understand. Wow! Isn't that something? The Bible talks about eagles and talks about that you, God uses as an illustration of judgment and warning. And it's a warning to you and I too. Even though God does want to carry us in his hand, in his wings, on top of him, God wants us to realize that there is judgment and there is warning. And we are to move ahead with him. He gives us the strength. Creatures and nature. The nature behaves of the eagle is referred in the verses like Job 20:39-27, which speaks of an eagle soaring and building its nest on high. At Anvil Island Bible Camp, we sit at the kitchen and we see four or five eagles up there, and they're flying around all the time in Anvil. They're not crows. They're not seagulls. They're eagles at Anvil. And we watch them. And you know where they make their nest? Up high so the animals won't eat their little ones. I mean, it's just wonderful. So what we're going to do, we're going to talk about three things about your life and my life and about the eagles. We're going to talk about strength. We're going to talk about sight. And we're going to talk about soaring, okay? These are the three subjects. So take a picture if you want. Take it home. Check it out. Make sure that I'm teaching what the Bible says. Because if it ain't in the Bible, if it's not in the Bible, It's not worth talking about, but it is in the Bible, and it talks about the strength of an eagle. We've said this before, and those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on their wings like eagles. They will run and not get weary. They will walk and not faint. That is so true. That's so true. Our hope is to be put in the Lord, not in psychology. Not in this, that, and the other thing, and how to better yourself, or read this book on how not to do this and how not to do that. The Bible tells us that we can have strength. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. I always use a lovely, I think it's a good example because we have a lot of languages here. I went to school, of course. It took me a few extra years to graduate. I had trouble in school. I went to 11 different schools, I think it was. I was moved around because of my childhood. And I flunked on grade 2, 4, and well, I passed on trial in grade 2, 4, and 6, and flunked grade 8 twice. You have to be pretty stupid to do that. And I can say stupid because I know it's not politically correct, but I'm talking myself. Then the Lord says to me, go to Quebec. I flunked English in grades 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11, and 12. Because I lived in different homes and different people speaking different languages, and I just didn't get English. My wife, when I courted her, she thought I was German. And even today, some people think I have an accent. So the Lord says, you got to go to Quebec. Well, how can I go to Quebec if I can't even learn English? So I go to Quebec, and I open the door, and the girl says, bonjour, comment ça va? I didn't know what she said. I didn't know one word in English, or in French. And God calls me to Quebec. And then after 12 years of getting French good, I mean, I have no problem with French. Matter of fact, I write people in Spanish. I did one this week. I wrote them in Spanish, I thought, and I sent it off to them, and my wife looked at it, she says, that was French. Anyway, so then you know what happened after 12 years? God asked me to go to Argentina. Can you imagine? I mean, I couldn't get English perfect, couldn't get French perfect. Now he calls me to... So when I come back from Argentina in 2020, the first time I took up Mandarin. So there I am with a computer in front of me, and there's a young lady in Beijing, and it's $10 an hour, and there I am, me, new, me. I finally learned ni hao, ni hao ma. But after 3 weeks of learning one word, I said, the computer is full, I can't learn another language. But you can do all things. I learned four languages, French, Spanish, English, Greek, and Hebrew, five. And I couldn't even spell when I was a younger. So God takes us in his care. So the first one, as I said, is, which is strength. He gives us the strength. Remember, we can do all things through Christ which strengthens us. He gives us that ability. But we have to exercise it. I mean, I could sit on the chair and do nothing, and I could be the strongest person in the world. But we have to exercise our strength, and we do that through the Word of God. So then the second one, as I said, the second one is strength, yeah. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. How we can apply that so much to our Christian life. God challenges us. I mean, the things that God challenges you here at 16, look at your programs. Look what God has given each of you. So many different ways to serve the Lord and to build you up in your most holy faith, to fortify you in your faith. We can do it. We can do it. Not by ourselves, but with God, we can do it. We can do miracles, as I give that example of languages. You yourselves have seen what I did to Egypt and how I carried you on wings and brought you out to myself. Remember the children of our brother talked about the lintel and the doorposts? They put blood, you know the story? And then they went, over a million of them, they went out of Egypt and they got to the Red Sea and they were, God opened up the Red Sea. That was God. That wasn't a hurricane or a big wind or anything. That was God. You yourselves have seen what I did to in Egypt. And there's verses, Deuteronomy 32:11. Like an eagle that stirs up its nest and hovers over its young, that spreads its wing to catch them and carry them aloft. Oh, that's beautiful when you think of it. Job 39:27. Does the eagle soar at your command and build its nest on high? It dwells on a cliff and stays there at night and rocky crack in its stronghold. There are three things are too amazing for me, for that I do not understand the way of an eagle in the sky. God gave the eagle. You know, the wing between 6 and 7.5 feet wide of an adult eagle. And you can see where the baby would sit, just right behind his head there. I've seen it. It's beautiful. It's lovely. To apply this in a Christian lifestyle, trust in God's timing. Wait on the Lord brings renewal strength. We have to wait on him. See, I thought I was going to Argentina. I had 1, 2, 3, 4 bags, oversized, overweight, a month ago at the door. In 2 days, we were leaving for Argentina. And we had everything ready. I had my tickets. Yeah. Had my insurance, everything. Bang! I got sick. Gone to the hospital. The bags were still there. My wife didn't unpack them because we believe in God. We have faith that God would lead us out in his will. And it was his will. So we're going tomorrow. But do you see what I mean? We got to wait on the Lord. I could have probably gone, got out of the hospital and got on the plane and got sick in Argentina and had a lot of problems. But he renews our strength. Look at me. He gave me the strength back. I was in bed. I was out of it for 3 days. I didn't know if I was coming or going. But God brought me back. And here we are today. And instead of staying home, last Sunday I preached in the 10th Avenue and so on. But anyway, rise up, challenger. Rise above challenges. Like an eagle soars over a storm, Christians can overcome trials through faith. When a trial comes, a storm comes in your life, the eagle flies over it. We can do the same thing. We can fly over our problems, our anxieties, the storms in their life. We have so many storms. Sickness. Your grandson got put in jail. That's a storm. Look what happened. Well, we won't go there right now, but look what happened to all the beautiful people in the interior of BC. But we can get over it with faith that we have in Christ. Now, I did not know why we could not go to Argentina, but as I said this morning, there was 8 things that happened this week. If you want to talk and know about it, I'll tell you later. 8 things that happened this week that were fantastic. And one of them is being with you. One of them was being at 10th Avenue last week. The Bible says, live without perseverance. Live with perseverance. Rely on God's prevented spiritual fatigue and helping believers keep going in their walk of faith. He walks with us. He talks with us. And he holds our hand. I love that picture of Jesus walking on the sand. And all of a sudden, there's only 2 footprints. Well, where was the person he was walking with? He was on his back. He'll carry us through. As I said, this morning to someone, I've gone to 79 different countries. Can you imagine the airplanes I've been in? Can you imagine the airplanes that go down the runway and swerve like this? Can you imagine the airplanes that were going to go up, but they couldn't go up because they put too much stuff in the plane that wouldn't fly in Africa? But God was always there. He helps us, but we have to rely on him. How about sight? You know, it's very interesting. Old Testament eagles have a very sharp vision, symbolizing spiritual discernment to see God's path and his purpose. Spiritual discernment. That's why I say this morning we talked a little bit about the internet. I read four books on ants. But you got to be careful. Oh, you've got to be careful. You got to pray. You got to ask God. You just can't listen to anybody. There's so much garbage on the web pages, but there's some good stuff too. It is as your command that the eagle mounts up and makes his nest on high. On the rocks he dwells and makes his home. On the rocky crevices and strongholds, for he spies out the prey. His eyes behold, for it is far away. It is far away. Do you know that the eye of your understanding becomes enlightened as you read the Word of God? The eye of your understanding becomes enlightened as you read the Word of God. God opens our eyes. How many times do you open the Bible up and go, wow, I read that about a month ago and it had a complete different meaning. Your situation had changed. God had given you the sight to read it. And you say, oh, but Ron, I can't read the Bible. Well, you know what I do? I listen to it day and night. I go to my ear. I have a hearing aid. See? One of these, huh? Somebody says, huh? No, well, I can't hear you without it. But I put that in and I can listen to the Bible. So if you have trouble reading like I do, listen to it. Fill your mind with it. That's the main thing. That's the important thing. Ask God for clear spiritual sight to discern his will amidst worldly distractions. Oh, wow, there's so many distractions around us. But we have to have the eye of an eagle. And we have to be careful. We have to look. We have to discern. We have to plan. We have to organize. We have to strategize. We have to ask our brothers and sisters in Christ who are walking with the Lord. Well, what do you think? I'm going to go to Argentina. What do you think? Ah, Ron. It's 50 degrees in the month of January. Well, I don't care. I can do it. 50 degrees. God said, no, you ain't going in January. It's too hot. Because last year I got cellulitis. The other year I got another disease. Another year. But anyway, you know what it is. That's life. But God is good. An eagle can see an animal size of a rabbit running for 3 miles. Can you imagine 3 miles? And I seen them up the lake, they're going around, and all of a sudden, poof, and comes up with a fish in the mouth. And he was way up there. And he starts up and he comes down, eyes. And that talks to us about discernment, how God wants it to be a discerned thing. How about soaring like an eagle? The Old Testament, eagles ride the wind's current, lifting without constant flapping. God cares his people in his care. And the eagle just, oh, it's so smooth. You know what I mean? Just go. And our life can be partially like that if we do what he wants us to do. And when we realize that we're under his care, he carries us. Just like the eagle carries the baby. God cares for his people. And he carries his people. He lifts you up. How many times has he lifted you up? We could have testimonies all day here, I'm sure. People saying, well, I was discouraged and I read such and such a verse and woo! I got encouraged. But what happens if you don't read the Bible? If you don't phone up a brother or a sister, say, look, I'm discouraged. I'm having a rough time. And you tell that person, well, let's pray. There's so many things with the... Like an eagle that strives up its nest, stirs up its nest, that flutters over its young, spreads out its wings, carries them, bears them on his pinions. The Lord always guides him. No foreign gods will harm him. I mean, this is reality. We have to set our mind on things above, like the eagle. We have to set our minds on the things above. We have to lean on the Spirit's power, by your own efforts, to rise above sin and discouragement. Walk in the Spirit, lift us above earthly burdens. We have to walk in the Spirit. It's a daily process. It's a daily walk. It's a daily talking. We used to sing a lot of those songs, and I love coming here because we still sing a lot of them. You know, he walks with me, he talks with me along life's narrow way. I mean, God talks to us through the Bible. And we talk to God through prayer. What a life for a Christian. Like eagles, the Christian life is marked by strength, sight, and soar. When we wait on the Lord, he strengthens us. When we walk with him, he gives us spiritual vision. And when we yield to his Spirit, he lifts us to soar above trials. This week, choose one area where you need to rely on his strength. Open your eyes to his will and rise to new heights in faith. Choose it this week. Yes? Those who hope in the Lord, not in books, not in psychology, psychiatry, not in all the tricks of the world, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not be afraid. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, God Almighty, we thank you once again for the lessons we learned from the eagle. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, how the eagle takes care of their children and how you take care of your children. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that the eagle teaches his children to fly and you teach us to fly step by step. But Lord, we have to do it in your way. We have to do it in your time. We can't strive on our own, Heavenly Father. We've got to depend on you, Heavenly Father. Help each and every one here who knows and loves you to depend on you. And this week we pray, if there's any that really doesn't understand what we're really talking about, that they might come forward and say, yeah, Ron, well, that's okay for you. You're a Christian, but I've never made a faith. Well, come. We pray that they will come, Heavenly Father, and that they will be renewed. We pray, Heavenly Father, for those that have been away from you for a while, that they will come and renew also. We thank you for the word of God. We ask that you bless it, guide us and direct us, and we'll give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.